Housing authorities across the country find it hard to keep lights working in urban housing developments. Commentator Don Turner Trice says the problem is especially bad in the notorious projects of her hometown, Chicago.
For years, the residents of Chicago's Stateway Gardens housing project have been shadowless people. At night, there have been no lights to cast shadows along the public areas of their buildings. People walking up and down the stairwells got used to counting steps to figure out what floor they were on. Residents, including children, learned to carry flashlights or books of matches. They announced themselves before entering pitch-black breezeways, peered closely into elevators. Up on the floors, along open galleries, they listened for approaching footsteps and voices, trying to decipher fuzzy silhouettes. There are no rolling blackouts here. No one forgot to pay a bill. But gangbangers and drug dealers who prefer to ply their trade under cover of darkness disabled the lights. They would ferret out a building's electrical conduit to cut the wires or spray paint the light fixtures. They even smashed them with baseball bats and shot them out with guns. And as the Chicago Housing Authority deteriorated, its buildings went dark. If a nearby streetlight burned out, nobody bothered to replace the bulb. This year, the Housing Authority finally began installing bulbs and streetlights and adding new lighting fixtures to the exteriors of the buildings. Now, as the lights are being restored in parking lots and byways and corridors, some residents are coming out and literally dancing in the streets. They are wooed by the light. Families no longer look out of their windows at a skyline awash in lights while seeing utter darkness in their own backyards. And though everybody understands lighting remains tenuous at best, here one day gone as fast as a flip of a switch, they are grateful for now, for the chance to watch their children chasing their shadows.
The comments of Don Turner Trice, a writer for the Chicago Tribune and author of the novel An Eighth of August.